Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. My name is Shawn Marie Torrey, and I am your host for today's show, Business is Personal, and I could not be more excited about our guest today. With me today is Annie Cataldo from J Loveline, and I have had the incredible pleasure of knowing Annie for a very long time and working with her. And Annie is the founder of J Loveline, and she is a lifestyle entrepreneur and a business stylist, and she is passionate and has an aesthetic for style and everything that feels good about space and connecting and helping women feel empowered and make more money. And I have some really exciting things to talk to her about today that I think that you, our listeners, are going to absolutely love. So, Annie, thank you so much for being with us today, and welcome to Business is Personal.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here, and I am so excited to talk to all of you ladies.
Well, I couldn't be more excited to have you, Annie, and you know that this topic is very near and dear to my heart, and our topic today is successful soulful sanctuary is the space you work in, working for you. So one of the things that I thought that we could talk a little bit about is this idea of what does our space really have to do with anything? And later in the show, we're going to come back around and talk about what is a lifestyle entrepreneur and what does a business stylist actually do? But I'd love to just dive right into our topic today and talk about our space. And you've done an incredible amount of work with professional women and entrepreneurs with regards to their space. So, I mean, talk to me about that. Is like, what does that mean? Is it just their desk? Is it where they work? Is it their car? Is it their pocketbook? Like, what are we really talking about? And what has space got to do with our success?
I love that. Yes. Well, it's everything, I believe. It's so much. And it starts with, it really sets your foundation, your focus. It sets your mood. When you're in a space that supports you, it inspires you, which provides more energy for you. It feeds you. And, you know, a good analogy is we all can think of when we went on our favorite vacation or our favorite getaway, and we will never forget our favorite hotel room, you know, or our favorite lobby or favorite restaurant. And whatever your favorite environment is, you do feel different in it. It does provide a different energy for you. So when you're working in your own space and your own business, it's so important to brand that for yourself.
So when you say that, because I really, like, the framework that you just put that in, I know that I've walked into restaurants or, like you said, a hotel lobby, and there's something about it, and I can't quite put my finger on it. But talk to me a little bit about how do we incorporate that into our own space? And what if, for example, somebody's listening and they said, you know, well, my office or my desk, or like, it's fine, like it doesn't feel great, but it, you know, it's enough, it's good enough. But are you suggesting that there really is a way that we can walk in and feel, you know, and capture that same kind of feeling that you're talking about when you walk into a place and you just feel completely lit up? Like, what about the women that are listening today that just think, oh, it's good enough?
Yeah, I think that there's both to it. You don't want to be in a space that's just good enough, because that doesn't inspire you enough to really up your game. And I think what we're kind of all after is whatever our goals are, wherever we are in our businesses. All of us have different places that we're holding in, but we all have goals to probably up our game in some way. And I think what supports upping your game is environment. And yes, it could be fine and you're fine with it, but fine is not inspired. Fine is not on fire. Fine is just fine. And I don't think that's good enough. I think you should feel a little better than that, especially since it's yours and it's your baby. You know, anybody that has their business, it's their baby. And you just want to walk in and feel really, really comforted, but also inspired by your environment and supported energetically. So, yes, your desk might be fine. Your furniture might be great. But you just might need a little bit more zhuzhing to, you know, empower you every morning, or clear your space. There might be too much clutter and you can't think clearly. Mm-hmm. And you just need more visual, or you might need just a couple of touches to tweak your spot if you already feel pretty happy with it. You just want to ask yourself, is it supporting your current goals? Is it supporting where you want to go? Is it giving you all the energy and all the eye candy where you feel comfortable to, you know, really rise up?
You know, I really love what you just said, Annie, and I wrote it down. You said, is it supporting you with where you want to go? And I think that that is so crucial. And I won't segue too much here, but you and I could have a whole other conversation around where do you actually want to go. And I think I just kind of want to plant that seed that I think for any of our listeners who this topic resonates for, I think that that has to be part of it. Like, you have to know what it is that you want, where you want to go, and how you want it to feel. But I know that personally, you have been, for me, incredibly instrumental in actually manifesting those things, because I know that I'm very clear on how I want to feel. I'm very clear where I want to go, but my space was not serving me. And so, as I said at the beginning of the show, I've had the absolute joy and pleasure of working with you. And something that you did for me around this time last year, actually, was something that you called the sanctuary session. And so I was wondering if you could, and I know that that's part of the work that you do, and I'm wondering if you could share with our clients how do you define a sanctuary session, and what does that involve?
Oh, I would love to. And by the way, you were just as dreamy as a client to work with as anyone, and your space is beautiful, and where you wanted to go was beautiful. So it was just such a fun project for me to do, and it was just amazing. But, yes, it starts with a sanctuary session, and it starts with a sanctuary session, which is just an hour private appointment, really. It could be on the phone, it could be in person, and really what that means is we break down where you're holding emotionally. We really get clear on what it is you want and what it is you need, like you said. And it's a series of questions to get there and really identify what it is that you really truly is on top of your list or where you're going. And we get very clear there, and then we can move on and we can develop your space to support that. To support what we came up with. That's really what a sanctuary session is. It's really to find out where you're holding emotionally, really to find out where, you know, when I say holding emotionally, it's more of an inventory, but nobody does emotional inventory. We all know our inventory of our finances or our, you know, our household, but we don't really often have anybody check in with us to find out where we're holding and what it is we really want and need.
So let me ask you this, because I think that brings up a really interesting conversation. And for certain women who maybe are wired to be more practical or they are more linear, do you think that that kind of conversation, as far as them identifying the feeling of a space and the sense of a space with holding things emotionally? Like, do you, what would you say to women that are a little bit more, I guess, I think practical is really the word that's coming to mind, who think, well, I need to make more money, and I definitely want my space to feel glorious, and I want my space to feel, you know, sexy or sleek or whatever they identify with. But as far as this idea of space being connected to where we're holding, what would you say to somebody who just leans a little bit more toward, you know, the black and white, and where that conversation may be, you know, a little harder for them to access? Like, can you dive into that a little bit more?
I'd love to, because I'm actually that girl. So believe it or not, I am that grounded. I am. I'm that grounded, logical, practical girl that doesn't want to be too woo-woo, doesn't want to go too out there. But, you know, then this other side that I have, you know, coming in balances it out. But I really am much more grounded and logical. But really, it doesn't matter how grounded and logical that you are, or researcher or whatever. I mean, you could really be even way more than me on the other side. But what it really comes down to, though, is we all have a want and need. We all do. We all have something that we want. We all have something that, you know, an environment that makes us feel better than others. And it's just identifying what your comfort is, what your eye candy is, you know, and noticing the difference of when you have it and then when you don't, how you work, and when you're taking care of that part of your life and when you're not, you really do notice a difference. It does inspire you more. So I think you can be grounded and logical and still have the conversation of, what do I want? And how do I want my space to look or be? And you will feel a difference, whether that's minimizing it or adding to it. It's all about your preference, and everybody has a preference. So no matter where you are in the emotional gamut, you know, your preference is something that you really want to pay attention to.
Absolutely. Well, I, you know, from personal experience, and, you know, the way that you and I worked together was, I gave you a budget and my keys, and I came back, you know, after we had done a little bit of storyboarding together, I came back 3 days later and my space was completely finished. And I'm sharing that simply to say that what I loved about it was that you really showed me that this can work in the way that I'm wired. And for me, I needed to step away from it and put my complete trust in somebody else, because for any of our listeners who are like me, I definitely can overthink things. And what's so interesting, Annie, is that as much as I am about feeling and what feels good and what lights you up and doing what you love, I'm also very analytical and very practical. And I think that you and I both fall in that right brain, left brain balance. And
yes.
But what I thought was really incredible is that I really felt that you heard me. And I think, too, you know, one of the things I want to share with anyone that's listening today, whether you're live or on the recording, is that, you know, really giving ourselves permission to say, this is what I want. Mm-hmm. And you definitely created that for me. So I know every day when I walk into that bungalow, I mean, I feel so ready. Like, I'm so charged up, and I am ready to do the work, and it feels good. But I think the thing too, and this was key for me, and I think it's key to the work that you do, every single person that comes into my space has an equal or greater experience than what I have. And so for me, the practical part of it was that it wasn't just for me. It was about the experience that people have when they come into my space. And I think the work that you do, Annie, is so critical. And absolutely, for anybody that is interested in making more money, being more productive, feeling better in their space, you absolutely should be on speed dial. And so on that note, I would love it if you would share with everybody how could they reach you? Like, if anybody wanted to do an initial consultation with you or talk to you more about the work that you do or even get just, you know, some hints and tips, how can they reach you or find out more about what it is that you do?
Oh, I love that, and I'm so available for that. Well, they can directly email me at annie@j-loveline.com. They can pop on my website as well, which is in the midst of a rebrand. It's still live and up, but we're adding right now. We're doing all of the work to add my lifestyle side to the company to it. So that will be redone, but it's live and open. It's j-loveline.com, my website, if they want to read a little bit more just about me or background, and they can also get a hold of me through there. But directly emailing me, I think, would be the best way, and I can get back and we can communicate, and then we can either set up a phone session or go a little further. They could get some tricks and tips if they just, you know, had a few questions. Any of those ways would be great.
That's great. And it's A-N-N-I-E.
A-N-N-I-E at j-loveline.com, all lowercase.
Beautiful. So thank you for that, Annie. And seriously, if this is even remotely resonating with any of you, I cannot encourage you enough to just have an initial conversation with Annie and see if this is a good fit. But it is truly, truly changed the way that I do business. And what it does for me to walk into a space and feel immediately anchored, to feel immediately like I am in a sanctuary, has been a complete game changer. And one of the things that I thought we could talk about was how changing my space for me personally has increased my revenue. So, and again, I know that it could, you know, like some people could be like, okay, that doesn't sound very practical, but there are some really practical parts to this. So could you speak a little bit to that, Annie? How does somebody changing their space or their environment, how does that contribute to bringing in more money, more sales, more clients?
Yes. Well, we're all in service. We really are. And I love that you made that really good point about not only do when you walk in and you feel, you know, alive and it supports you, but when your clients walked in, they got an amazing experience as well. We're all in service. We're here to serve. So whatever company, whatever business we have, there really is a service aspect to it. And giving back and thinking of your clients and thinking of what supports them as well is going to add more value to you. It's going to add more value to your company and really could increase your sales immediately. People are drawn in to feeling good. That's all really what we want. So if there's a way that you can bump that up and, like I said, up your game in that area, and you have a space that actually people do walk into, come into, whether it's retail or private or whatever the space is, it's so important for you to, you know, dive into that and think of it as a service, because it is. So I think it could literally increase your business right away. It's something that happens immediately after your space is done. You're already, your game is up. So I love how immediate it is. You don't have to wait. When it's finished, and you automatically get those rewards, you know, right away. So I do love that. And it matches your story of your company. You know, it just is an extra icing on the cake to your branding, wherever you're standing. And I really do feel like it adds more value. So you might want, you know, some people that have different companies could up their prices, could up their menu and redo it and rethink it, because they are offering more value and they are offering a higher experience because of the comfort of their office or their company that they're giving back. So I do think it goes hand in hand to making money and making more money and also having your clients be more invigorated.
I love that so much, Annie. And it was really interesting when you just said, you know, that by that by increasing the vibration in your space or the feel of your space, that, that you could essentially start charging more money. And I know that the opposite of that is that when I think when I know in the past, if I've not been feeling it, I may not actually change my prices, but I know the difference between how I feel. And I think that it's our clothes are similar, right? Like I know that when I am in something that makes me feel incredible, I know how different I feel having a sales conversation with someone or inviting somebody to come to something that I'm involved with or doing than if I'm in something that feels schlocky or doesn't fit right or just, you know, if I'm just physically having an off day. And I know for me, what you've done for my space has had the same kind of result. So I'm with you completely. And I will tell you too, for me, it increased the ease of asking because I feel that I'm bringing more value. And the truth is I am bringing more value. And so I love that you really touched on that value part. And I think too, Annie, the fact that it is a direct connection to my brand. And I think that that is a really big conversation that both entrepreneurs and corporations could really benefit by diving into with you. And one of the things that, oh, go ahead, Annie, I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to add that to your point, which is good. When we invest and we invest our own money and our own time, and we do it, you know, improve our where we are, we have done the work, and we are worth more. And therefore, you don't have to change your prices, but they're very valid, and you do feel very confident in the sense. And basically, if you're going to make, you know, a new product line and you're going to make it more luxe than your last one, there are going to be different prices involved because you're investing and you're buying higher quality. You've upped your game there. So basically, you can feel worth charging more, and it does match. So that's one way to, you know, increase your revenues in a very, very fast manner, really.
Love that. Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I think is interesting, too, and I know that we talked about people that are maybe wired to be a little bit more practical, but what would you say to somebody who might think, you know, Annie, that's all fine and well, but I think this is complete BS, and this whole, like, flow thing of your money or where you're holding doesn't really line up for me. I think it just comes down to good old-fashioned hard work, and I don't think that there's really anything to this, but they're interested. Like, what would could this work for somebody who went into a session with you completely skeptical?
Yes, my favorite type of client. Yes, of course. I mean, it's really, truly, of course it could. And it does, I mean, I am, like I said, I'm that girl. So, yes, it does come through good old-fashioned hard work. And of course it does. But my comeback to that is I'm challenging people to feel really great while they're doing it. So if you're going to work really hard, which we all do, and everybody that's listening to this who's an entrepreneur and who has, you know, married, single, kids, whatever their situation is, we're all working really hard to build these companies. And why can't we feel fantastic while we do it? Why can't we love our energy or our space even more and give back to ourselves? It's a form of self-care, really. We can all do it in misery with a cluttery, horrible lighted office and no candles or fresh flowers, or we could do it in the most beautiful space that we've ever seen and enjoy it more. I mean, it really is about style. It's really about how you want to live your lifestyle, how you want to live and what you want to bring out and how you know you want your brand to shine. And you are your brand. It's You Inc. I mean, I've always believed that you are your brand. So it's a reflection, and no matter how no matter how hard you think it doesn't connect, it does. We all gravitate to something that's beautiful.
That's powerful, Annie. And I would like to say too that I agree with you 100% that you are your brand. And I think that is whether you are an entrepreneur or whether you work for an organization that you love. And if you happen to work for an organization that you don't love, then I hope you're looking for something that you do love. But that's a whole other conversation. But I love that. I think that you are your brand for sure. And
you
are. Annie, we are at the 5-minute mark, but what I would love to do is if we could wrap this up by you sharing with our listeners, if there were 3 things that they could do right now without having to, you know, they don't need a sanctuary session, they don't need, like, there are things they could do right now that they have within their own power that they could do to change up their space or their office or their work area. What are a few things that they could do right now to immediately start to experience a shift in their space and their sanctuary?
Yes, I love this. Yeah, so this is the top tricks and tips for me. And what I've found and what I've come down to is it comes down to, it's really about 4 things. Candles, pillows, flowers, a cozy blanket. Believe it or not, if you add these to your space, and if you don't already have the greatest chair or the cutest chair ever that's comfortable, then I would add that to the list. But if you want to bare bones it, I would say candles, pillows, flowers. And those don't have to be too feminine. It's just whatever you like. Candles changes your environment. Fresh flowers have something, whether it's, if you don't prefer flowers and you prefer succulents or some arrangement that's alive, something that's alive, something that brings you joy and you love the smell of, and something to have an eye candy to look at, or that's soft. Pillows, blankets, adds comfort, great chair. I'm a big believer in amazing chair with a little table with the candles and flowers next to it. That right there in your space, if you have, it could be tiny, just according to whatever your space is, but it changes your feel of your room immediately.
I love that. And I would imagine that really, you know, if somebody has a corporate space or a cubicle, that applies to them as well. They could bring a small bouquet of flowers. They could bring a candle that they don't have to light.
Right.
I love this. I love this, Annie. And I have one more very quick question for you before we wrap up, and that is, for you, do you think business is personal?
I do. I think everything is personal. You know how I feel about this.
I think I love that.
I think we've actually gotten really afraid of going there, and I think everybody's gotten so politically correct on disconnecting, on not being personal, and don't take this personal, and business isn't personal. I think everything's personal because we're personal, because we're human and we're people, and our job is to be personal and to build relationships and to actually get even more personal. And I believe it's the whole other spectrum of, yes, not only is business personal, everything's personal. Business should be more personal because the biggest investment we should all make is learning how to connect with others and work better with them and making things more personal and getting better at it, because that's how your business is going to really grow.
I love that. Well, Annie, I couldn't have asked for a more beautiful close to our show. So thank you so much for being with us today. I was honored to have you as my guest, and we could do this for a couple more hours, and maybe we will someday. But for now, I just want to thank you so much for being with us. You were amazing.
Thank you. I loved it. I really appreciated being the guest today. It was my honor.
Well, thank you, darling. And I want to thank our listeners for tuning in. It means the world to me that you're here. And I just want to remind you that we are here every single Monday morning at 9 a.m. And we will be back again next Monday with another incredible woman leading the way for Women Lead Radio. And I hope that you will join us then. And I will be back again with you very soon. And I can't wait to connect with all of you. And until then, I am, as always, wishing you a career and a life that you love. And remember that when it comes to what you do and why you do it, that business is personal.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where life-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.